Welcome, everybody. Shir number 992. We're learning today Le'ilei Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabbi Aaron Zizel. Le'ilei Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe El Refuah Shleim Elio Ben Dina Malka. Getting back to a malacha of Mavir. Okay, so I just want to, we've been talking about the various different surveillance cameras, security systems, burglar alarms, all these various different interesting things. And I just want to go through, we're trying to get to the end of that, sort of. Obviously, there's a lot of various different situations that come up, various different cases in the modern technology, modern technological world, if you want to call it that, we live in today. So just to go through, and then after that, we'll try and get into possibly talking about the oven a little bit, not the cooking part, but the working of the oven. Then maybe we'll get a little bit into the refrigerator, various different things, lights in refrigerators and so on. Okay, so just to go through a few various different things which come up sometimes in reference to a hotel, or somebody goes away for, you know, for Shabbos or whatever the case is, and a lot of times people are in a place whereby, you know, it's a rental or whatever, like we said, the hotel type thing, motel, whatever it is. Okay, but be it as it may, just one thing, a couple of things was brought to my attention. A lot of times you have in somebody's rooms, you have a sensor whereby air conditioning or steam or whatever the case is, a person walks in. I remember actually, I was once in a room like that, not on Shabbos, during the week, and also you walk in and the heat goes on and you go out and it turns off. I guess it's, you know, to save money, whatever the case is. When it's cold, when it's hot, the air conditioning system goes on. But the bottom line is, be it as it may, there is some sort of a sensor that senses when the person comes in. So the bottom line is, one has to be careful in those type of things. And if they, you know, if they're stuck, if they realize they're already in the hotel room, instead of Shabbos or whatever, and it's not like they're leaving to a different hotel. So just if it's possible to, one should cover the sensor before Shabbos, you know, either tape a piece of paper over there or cover it with, a rag or something, whatever the case is, to try and cover the sensor so that it would not, change in any way, or put on the air conditioning, or turn off the, or put on the steam or so on. So that's one thing. In all these cases that we're talking about when it comes to hotels, one, obviously, you know, we always say, one has to, you know, look into it. If somebody goes away for Shabbos or they're going to a certain place, to check out what type of doors do they have, which we'll talk about. Sometimes you have these doors whereby there's a card. You know, you have to swipe the card or something. It's all electronic. That is problematic also. And like we spoke about last time with the mat, you know, you walk sometimes on the mat and it automatically opens. So, you know, one has to check out if this is the type of hotel where they have all these type of electronic things going on. And, obviously not to go there. But in cases whereby one is stuck, let's say in the case like we spoke about with the thermostat or whatever the case is, the sensor that senses a person coming in, air conditioned, steam. So then one should be careful to cover up the sensor. I just want to bring up one more thing. A couple of people asked me. We spoke about the flushers, the automatic flushers in by the toilet. Again, the same thing, that obviously one has to find a different bathroom, not to use the where there's a toilet with automatic flushers. A couple of people asked, what do they do if they're stuck, right? If a person, there's no other bathroom, that's the only bathroom, they're in a place where they realized they're stuck, or maybe they're in such a place for a short period of time, whatever the case is, on Shabbos, and there's no way, are they allowed to use the bathroom? So we understand, most of these things, it's a drabanan, even though it could be psikresha, the nichale, possibly, but the bottom line is, it's covered a brias. If somebody, you know, somebody needs a bathroom, what are you going to do? So there's nothing else. They should obviously, like we said, try and find a different one, but there's no other way to go. So, there is such halacha of covered a brias. But again, the same thing, like we say, going to such a place, one has to be careful and check it out beforehand, and not to end up in these type of places. But if one does, I'll cover the brias, nowhere else, they check, there's no other bathroom, what are you going to do? So that would be okay to use it in those cases. Now, the other thing we just spoke about before with the card and the door, right, you have in the hotels, like we said, these cards, you swipe it or whatever the case is, or the electronic doors. You know, if somebody, there's another thing also, if somebody, sometimes you have a room, you're given a room and you didn't realize and you're stuck again, the same thing, you know, it's coming to a Shabbos. Yeah, I know from the past, there are ways you could ask the, whoever's taking care of the administration or whatever, there's ways of turning off the electric part of the door whereby you could just use a key. Somebody's doors have a key and a card, you know, so one has to definitely look into it if they did get stuck in such a place, you know, to get it to somehow work with it or possibly to ask them to turn it off. Whatever the case is, whereby one could use a key and not have to come on to the electronic, the card, and all these type of things when it comes to the rooms of the doors to the room especially. Now, in the room itself, a lot of times in the hotel rooms, you also have fans sometimes that goes on also with a sensor. So again, the bottom line is all these type of things, one has to be careful to, you know, cover the eye or possibly, again, talk to the whoever's in charge over there and find out if there's a way of turning everything off before Shabbos and so on. And even before Shabbos, you know, before a person goes to these type of places, just to check out and find out what exactly is going on. Now, one last thing that comes up quite a bit, it was brought to my attention, but I've seen in the past, it's a lot, people sometimes go to either the hospitals to visit people on Shabbos or sometimes a nursing home, assisted living homes, or even possibly in a hotel, but it applies a lot. I know in the past, assisted living homes, nursing homes, hospitals, these type of things, and somebody wants to go be mevaka chayla. So there's a lot of these places have, again, as you walk up to the door, it automatically, you know, it automatically opens. They have, some of these places have, again, the same thing, electronic eye, walking on the mat, and it automatically opens. So that's taka problem walking into, because it's going to happen automatically, right? As you're walking, the eye catches, the door opens. So that's, well, again, what we call a psik resha. You want to go in, but it's happening automatically. And over here, lemais, it's called what we call nichale. It's, a person wants it to happen, because if you're going to say psik resha is going to happen automatically, inevitably, so then you could look at either, you know, nichalei or loy nichalei. Possibly sometimes you couldn't care less, so then it's loy nichalei. But over here you want it to open because you want to go in. So it becomes more problematic. And so lemaisa, the place can do bring down taka to, if one sees that a guy is going in, to just follow the guy, because the guy is sort of adaita denafshe, he's going in for himself. So you just follow him, and then the fact that the door opens for the guy, and the guy opened the door by him going there, so you just follow him in. Now, some of these places, I know we have, where I live nearby, also an assisted living home, nursing home, whereby a lot of times people go to visit, you know, to visit the sick people or so on, and the people actually, the non-Jewish people in the front, the goyim, they working by the counter there or whatever, they know already when somebody comes, so they actually go and open up the door for them. If Itaka has like these electronic eyes or so on, they know, they're told from beforehand to go and open up the door. Or if they don't know, you know, before one actually walks in the area whereby it's going to open up the door, they should try and motion to the person in the front, as long as obviously it's a non-Jew or, you know, guy or whatever, and motion to them that they should taka open the door for you. So what it comes out is, lemais, it's what we call shvus, the shvus b'makam mitzvah in general. Shvus, in other words, you have two derabbanans. One is amir la'akam, you're telling the guy to do something, one derabbanan, and then you have another derabbanan, which is the opening of the door. Usually most of these things are derabbanan, so you have shvus, the shvus b'makam mitzvah in a case of whereby it's a mitzvah over here. So there's what to rely on. So those are two ways of working around it. Again, one, if possible, anytime the person has these type of doors, like we said, going in hospitals, whatever, again, either follow the guy in when the door opens for him, or to call the person out, you know, to call the guy out and ask them if they could kindly open up the door, thanking them, and so on. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Bracha, Kol Tov.